Let's open up our Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6.
好，我们翻圣经到以弗所书的第六章。
We will read verses 1 through 4.
读一到四节。
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
你们做儿女的，要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿。这是第一条带着应许的诫命。你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Here we have a passage about the relationship between fathers and their children.
这里我们要有一段经文讲到父母跟儿女的关系。
This is very important for the New Testament church.
这对新约的教会而言是非常重要的教导。
One of the reasons I say that is practical.
因为我说这个原因是，其中一个原因是这切合实际。
We know that it is impossible to have a healthy biblical church if you don't have healthy biblical family.
如果没有合乎圣经家庭，就没有合乎圣经健康的教会。
But there's also a theological reason.
还有一个神学的原因。
One of the things that is promised in the Old Testament.
在旧约里头所应许的有一个应许。
Is that when the Messiah comes,
当弥赛亚基督来的时候
He will turn the heart of the children back to the fathers.
他会使儿女的心转向父母
And the heart of the fathers back to the children.
父母的心也转向儿女
That he would restore the institutions that God had established.
他会再一次恢复神所设立的家庭的制度
Don't think this is a small thing.
不要以为这是小事一桩而已。
Remember what I've said throughout these meetings.
记得吗？我这一些信息我都讲了。每
It is so easy to appear spiritual when you're standing in a pulpit.
当你站在讲台上的时候，你可以表现得很属灵。
It's easy to appear spiritual when you're walking among the brothers and sisters in Christ.
当你在基督的弟兄姊妹当中、基督徒当中行走，你可以表现得很敬虔。
But the true monitor of your conformity to Christ.
但是你真正的是否效法基督的温度计
is the way that you act in the realm of your closest relationships.
乃是在跟你最亲近的关系人当中的表现
with your wife,
跟你的妻子如何
with your husband,
你的丈夫
with your children,
你的儿女
and it's not the public display of our piety that proves anything.
不是我们公开的敬虔的表现证明什么。
It's what we do when we're alone.
乃是我们单独私下暗中。
And no one is looking.
别人看不到的时候。
We live, at least in the West, we live in a Christianity that looks more like a circus than Christianity.
在西方的基督教看起来更像马戏场、马戏团，而不像真正的基督徒。
There's just so much noise.
好多的噪音、杂音。
So much bigness.
很多都是伟大的。
But how much of it's even real?
但是多少是真实的。
By trying to be relevant to the world.
我们要跟世界挂钩啊。
We mimic the world.
为了跟世界挂钩，就效法这个世界。
And the world laughs.
世人就嘲笑我们，瞧不起我们。
We are not going to have an impact on the world by learning its ways.
我们不是靠着效法世界来改变世界。
We're going to have an impact on the world by being totally different.
我们唯有与世界分别为圣，才能在世界上造成影响。
We do not have to look at the world and then try to be different from the world.
我们不需要看着世界，看这个世界，然后要跟世界不一样。
We just have to follow Jesus Christ.
我们只需要效法耶稣基督。
And we'll be different than the world.
我们就会跟世界不一样。
And one of the ways that we do that.
其中一个方法途径。
Is within our closest relationships.
是在我们最亲近的关系当中。
And the way that we truly manifest Christ.
我们真正的彰显基督。
Is walking in love.
的方法是在爱中行。
Walking in humility.
在谦卑中行。
Walking in service，
在服事中行走。
That no one sees but God，
别人看不到，只有父在暗中查看。
And those living closest to us，
跟我们最亲近的人看到。
Now let's look at this passage。
我们看看这段经文。
Children， obey your parents。
你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母。
If you look at the law in the Old Testament，
如果你看看旧约的律法。
You see that God took the relationship between fathers and children very seriously.
你知道，神看父母跟儿女的关系，神看是很严肃的。
In fact, an extremely rebellious son.
这是一个非常反叛的孩子，儿子。
Was to be punished.
要受惩罚。
Corporally.
大家一起罚他。
Was to be killed.
要被杀掉。
Now we do not practice that today.
当然我们今天啊，不杀孩子。
We are not commanded to practice that today.
神也不命令我们今天要那么做。
But it does show us something.
但是让我们看到一些事实。
God has established an order.
神已经奠定了一个次序。
He has established the way that families and societies and churches ought to function.
他制定了社会家庭应当有先后有序有主次关系
And it is a very serious matter
这是一个很严肃的问题
You know what's amazing about most television programs that come out today
你知道大多数的今天的电视节目啊
is especially when it's a television program about youth
特别是有关青年人的
You notice first of all there's no parents in the television program
在这个电视节目里头没有父母亲
These children go to school, they drive their cars, they talk on their cell phone.
这些孩子啊，上学，他们讲电话机，他们开自己的车。
Now how they pay for all of this, I don't know.
他们怎么拿钱来付这些，我不知道哪来的钱了。
Because they're in high school.
因为他们在高中啊。
And you never see the parents.
你看不到他们的父母亲。
But that's the way it is, isn't it?
但今天就是这样。
The parents are rarely involved in their children's lives today.
父母亲跟他们儿女的生活都不相干的。
Then when the parents do appear in the television program,
当父母亲在电视节目里头出现的时候
they are usually fools.
他们看起来像傻瓜一样。
Who are not in touch with reality.
他们脱离现实了。
That have to be taught by their children the right way.
儿女要教爸爸妈妈怎么样子好好的生活。
My dear friend, this doesn't happen by accident.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这不是偶然发生的。
These are purposeful attacks against God's will.
这些电视节目是故意的在攻击神的旨意和次序。
Whether the movie industry knows it or not,
不管那些节目制作人是故意的还是有心还无心
they are being used,
他们被利用
to undercut everything God has established,
他们要把神所建立的根基的基础除掉
and to destroy society as we know it,
要毁掉我们所知道的社会秩序。
Now we can expect these kinds of things in the world.
我们在世界上看到这类事情不奇怪。
But we should not see them in the church.
但是在教会里不应当如此。
We should not.
我们不该这样效法世界。
If I could describe this Christian culture,
如果我可以形容现在的基督教的文化的话
It would be with two different texts of scripture
我可以用两段经文来形容
For a lack of knowledge my people are destroyed
因着无知我的百姓就灭亡了
And everyone does what is right in their own eyes
个人偏行己路行自己要做的事任意妄为
More preaching than ever
今天的讲道比从前多得多
More Christian activities than ever
比从前的基督教的活动多得多
And less power than ever
但是比从前的能力少得多得多
We must return to Scripture
我们必须回归圣经
Now young person, look at what the Scripture is saying
年轻人看看圣经怎么说的
Children
做儿女的
Obey your parents
要听从父母
Now notice here, it doesn't say adults obey your parents.
没错, 成人要顺服父母啊。
One day my children will separate from me.
有一天我的儿女会跟我分开。
They will marry.
他们会结婚。
I am not some patriarch.
我不是家里的老祖宗。
That they're going to have to come back to ask decisions. Or to get approval from me.
或者从我得到我的章。
They are adults in their own right.
他们是成人,
they may ask my advice. They must respect me. But that's as far as it goes.
那只有如此,
but while they are children, they are to obey me. Now,
好,
are you a child?
你是个孩子吗?
I'm asking you, young person, are you a child?
年轻人,
now you would not consider yourself to be a child.
可能你认为自己不是孩子了。
Well, let me ask you this question.
我不如这么问了。
Whose house do you live in?
你住在谁的家?
Who buys your clothes?
谁买你的衣服?
Who gives you money to go out to the restaurant?
谁给你钱上餐馆去?
Who pays your car insurance?
谁付你车保险?
Who pays your cell phone?
谁付你的电话机费?
Who are you utterly dependent upon to live?
你靠谁, 完全靠谁生活?
If you say mom and dad,
如果你说是爸爸妈妈,
you are a child.
那么你就是一个孩子。
I don't care if you're 25 years old.
管你25岁还是多大。
Now let me explain to you something.
我跟你解释一些事啊。
It's the lie of adolescence.
这是青年人的一个谎言。
Throughout all of human history,
在人类历史当中,
up until the recent,
直到如今,
men are males are divided into two categories.
男人分成两大类,
men,
男子汉,
and boys,
跟小男孩.
Now which one are you?
你是大男人还是小男孩?
Are you a man?
你是个大男人吗?
Or are you a boy?
还是个小男孩?
You say, well, I'm not either.
我两个都不是, 你说,
well, then what are you?
那你是啥玩意儿?
Well, I'm an adolescent.
我是个 teenager. 我是个青少年。
Now here's what I want you to see.
我要你看到。
Let me just say this just right.
好,让我说对啊, 说得正确,
Do you have a word for adolescent?
青少年, 青少年,
okay. Adolescence is supposedly an age.
青少年呢, 是, 应该是这样一个年龄段啊,
where the male is not a boy.
这个男的呢, 也不是男孩了,
but he's not yet a man.
也不是个大男人,
he's somewhere in between.
他是中间阶段, 不上不下。
This is not really found in scripture.
这圣经里头没有,
you are either a boy,
你要不就是小男孩,
or you are a man.
要不就是个大男人。
Now adolescence is very dangerous.
这个中间阶段, 青少年非常危险。
And I'll tell you why.
为什么呢? 我告诉你。
A young man says he's an adolescent.
一个年轻人说, 我是青少年。
And what that means is this.
意思就是,
I need to be able to participate in all the privileges of manhood.
我有权利参与成年人的一切的活动。
Even though I am not willing or able to fulfill the responsibilities of manhood.
尽管我不能够尽到一个成年人的所有的责任。
Do you see that?
看到吗?
This is wrong.
这是错误的。
You have a 15-year-old boy.
你有个15岁的男孩。
He's an adolescent.
他是一个青少年。
He wants to go out on a date.
他要出去帕托。
Why?
为什么?
Why?
为什么他要出去谈恋爱?
When a 15-year-old boy comes up to me and says that he wants to go out on a date,
那15岁男孩他说我要出去跟女孩出去谈恋爱,
this is what I say to him.
我就告诉他,
I'm so proud of you.
我以你为傲啊,
that you're only 15 years old.
你只有15岁,
and yet you're ready for marriage.
哇, 你就可以准备结婚了。
And he goes, no!
不不不, 我不是这意思。
That's not what I mean.
我不是这意思。
Well, then what do you mean?
那你啥意思?
Well, I want to go out with her.
我要跟那个女孩出去。
Why?
为什么?
I'll tell you why.
让我告诉你为什么。
You want to participate in the privileges of manhood.
你要参与成年人的特权。
Yet you are not willing or able to assume the responsibilities of manhood.
但是你也不愿意，也没有能力负起成年人的责任。
You want entertainment.
你要娱乐。
My daughter and no one else's daughter is created for your entertainment.
我的女儿，还任何人的女儿，都不是为你的娱乐而造的。
You want to be with a woman.
你愿意跟一个女人在一块。You
want to converse with a woman.
你要跟女人说话。
You want to enter into an emotional relationship with a woman.
你要进入一个情感的恋爱关系。
You may even want a physical relationship with a woman.
你甚至要跟她有性上的、肉体的关系。
But you are not able
但是你不能
to assume the responsibilities for a woman.
你不能担起一个女人的责任。
You are not willing to assume the responsibilities for a woman.
你也不愿意尽上一个男人的本分。
You cannot date.
你不能谈恋爱。
Because little boys don't do that.
因为小男孩不能谈恋爱。
Now you understand why I preach to a lot of youth groups only one time.
所以你明白为什么我只跟青少年讲一次道以后就没有。
Do you see how silly that is?
你看这多么愚昧啊。
How wrong that is.
何等的错。
It's pitiful.
可怜啊。
And so we have a bunch of little boys.
我们有一大堆小男孩。
That can participate in the things of manhood.
他们可以参与成年人的活动。
And they never have to grow up.
永远不需要长大。
And they never do.
他们也永远不长大。
And this is why the church doesn't produce men.
难怪教会不能够产生大丈夫。
As long as you are in your father's house,
只要你住在你爸家,
you are called upon to obey him.
你就有责任要顺服你的父亲。
This is not your father's command.
这不是你爸爸的命令。
This is God's command.
这乃是天父上帝的命令。
And not only your father,
不仅你的爸爸,
but your mother.
你的妈妈, 你都要顺服。
My two sons know one truth very clear.
我两个儿子很清楚知道一个真理。
The most trouble they will ever experience in their life from their father.
他们从他爸爸得到最大的管教就是
is the day they even think about dishonoring their mother.
就是他们想要不尊重妈妈的话, 他爸爸就要给他颜色看看。
Because not only are they to obey me,
因为他们不仅仅要顺服我,
they are to obey her.
也要顺服他们妈妈。
And to disobey her is to disobey me.
他们不顺服妈妈就是不顺服爸爸。
And to offend their mother,
得罪他们妈妈,
is far worse than offending their father.
比得罪他们爸爸更难过。
Because their mother,
因为他们妈妈,
is the most important person in the world.
是世上对我来说最重要的人。
To their father,
对他们爸爸是最重要的。
You can do a lot of things.
你可以做很多事情。
But you do not dishonor mother.
但是你不要对妈妈不尊重。
Not only obedience,
不仅是顺服,
but honor.
而且还要敬重。
And why is this to be done?
为什么要敬重呢?
Children, obey your parents in the Lord.
你们做儿女要在主里听从父母。
Now why do you do that?
为什么要这么做呢?
Paul tells us,
保罗告诉我们,
because it's right.
这是理所当然的, 应该的。
Period.
句号。
Lord doesn't give you an explanation.
主不给你任何解释。
He doesn't need to.
他不需要给你解释。
He's not required to.
他也不需要给你解释。
He gives you a command.
他给你个命令。
He does not have to explain himself.
他没必要解释自己。
For the most part, he does.
那大多数情况他会解释为什么。
But he doesn't have to.
但他没有必要解释。
You obey.
你就顺服就对了。
Because it's what the Lord wants of you.
因为这是主的吩咐。
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
做儿女的要在主里顺服父母, 因为这是理所当然的。
Honor your father and mother.
要孝敬父母。
You know, it's really, really funny. I was out in California several months ago.
几个月前啊, 很有趣, 我在加利福尼亚州, 在我们,
and I was with a bunch of students.
我跟一群学生在一块,
and I was out there where Dr. MacArthur preaches.
我在那个麦约翰牧师那里讲道的地方,
out there at the school.
在他们的学校,
and I'd have these 19-year-old students come up to me.
这些19岁的学生来找我,
and they'd say,
他们说,
hey, Paul.
Hey, 保罗,
have you seen John yet?
你有没有看过John啊, 约翰, 约翰?
I knew they were talking to me.
我知道他们在跟我讲话,
because I know my name.
因为我知道我的名字啊, 叫保罗。
But I said, excuse me?
我说对不起,
have you talked to John yet?
你们跟约翰讲话没有?
Who's John?
我说谁是约翰?
Well, you know John.
你知道约翰吗?
John MacArthur.
麦约翰, 我们的校长吗?
I said, young man,
我是年轻人,
I am 50 years old.
我50岁了,
I do not call him John.
我都不叫你们的校长约翰,
I call him Dr. MacArthur.
我叫他麦约翰博士,
or Pastor MacArthur.
或者麦约翰牧师,
at best,
顶多,
Brother MacArthur.
麦约翰弟兄,
we are a nation that has lost respect for everything.
我们这个国家对任何事情都失去了尊重。
It just shows what kind of people we have become.
这表明了我们堕落到什么样的地步。
The more you move away from Scripture,
你离圣经离得越远,
and fall back into the darkness of paganism,
你就回到那外邦的那拜异教的黑暗中,
the more you begin to see everything disintegrate,
你就看到一切事情都瓦解了,
as the scriptures say, even the very foundations of culture,
正如圣经所说的，甚至文化的根基都分崩离析了。
You are called upon not only to obey your mother and your father,
神吩咐你不仅仅要听从你的父母,
you are called upon to honor them,
你更要孝敬父母。
It should be a pleasure to you,
你应该觉得很喜乐孝敬他们。
It is something you should do because it's what the Lord requires of you.
这是理所当然的, 因为这是主的吩咐, 主的命令。
You say, well, what if my father and mother are not believers?
你说, 如果我爸妈不信怎么办?
You should still honor them.
你仍然要敬重他们, 尊重他们, 孝敬他们。
It doesn't say just honor them when they are believers.
是没有说, 如果他们相信, 你就孝敬他们, 不。
But honor them even more.
你要更敬重他们。
And young person, you need to listen to me.
年轻人,
this is not just something I'm suggesting to you.
这不是我给你的建议而已啊,
this is the commandment of God.
这是神的吩咐。
I can press this upon your heart with full authority.
我可以凭着神的权柄,
and I can tell you, if you disobey this, you are disobeying God.
我可以告诉你, 如果你不听这个吩咐, 你是在叛逆神。
I don't have to apologize you for telling you these things.
我不需要跟你道歉,
this is the word of God.
这是神的道。
And I also want you to know this, young person.
而且年轻人我要你知道,
how you carry this out will impact the rest of your entire life.
你如何施行这一项命令, 会影响你的一辈子, 整个人生。
He says, honor your father and mother,
他说要孝敬父母,
which is the first commandment with a promise.
这是第一条带着应许的诫命。
In the commandments, the Decalogue, the Ten Commandments,
在这些诫命, 就是神的十诫当中,
this is the first one that appears,
这是第一条,
with a promise.
带着应许的诫命。
And what is that promise?
这个应许是什么呢?
So that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth.
应许就是使你得福, 在世长寿, 可以活长一点。
This is simply referring to having God's blessing upon your life.
简简单单就是神的祝福会在你的生命中临到。
God's favor upon your life.
神的祝福, 神的同在, 在你生命中。
Now, always when I teach this,
当我教导这个,
like I said last night,
就像我昨晚说的,
I always have some young person walk up to me,
我总是有些年轻人来找我,
and say, what if my dad wants me to build a nuclear weapon and blow up the world?
如果神要我制造核子武器把全世界都炸掉怎么办?
Am I supposed to obey him?
我还顺服他吗?
And I always ask them this question.
我就问他们这个问题。
When was the last time your dad asked you to do something like that?
上次你爸爸叫你造核子武器炸掉世界什么时候啊?
Well, never. It's just a question.
从来没有，不过是个问题而已。
No, it's not.
不不不。
You're looking for a way to escape from the authority of this command.
你在找一条出路，好叫你不遵循神的吩咐。
In this fallen world,
在这个堕落的世界里,
and because of the judgment of God on North America,
因为神对北美的审判已经临到,
there are wicked fathers and mothers,
是有有一些很邪恶的爸爸妈妈,
who will seek to do wicked things to their own children.
他们也会在他们儿女身上行很多邪恶的事情。
Children are not obligated to follow such wickedness.
做儿女的没有必要顺服这样邪恶的事情。
Physical abuse,
或者是肉体的虐待。
Criminal practices,
或者犯罪的行为。
Children are not obligated to stay under that.
做儿女的没有必要在这样的权柄之下。
And they should go to the most trustworthy authorities they can find and report it.
他们应该找到最可靠的权柄，然后报告。
But that's not most of your problems.
但是你的问题不都是这样，大多数不是这样情况。
You simply do not want to submit to your dad.
你就是不愿意顺服父母而已。
When he tells you to take out the trash.
他叫你把垃圾倒掉。
When he tells you to clean your room.
把你房间整干净。
When in wisdom he tells you not to hang out with certain people.
他也因着智慧叫你不要交一些狐朋狗友。
When as a father he begs you not to dress like that.
他身为父亲他叫你不要穿那个样子那个德性。
There's where your problem is.
那你不愿意顺服，这就是你的问题。
All I have to do is watch you under the authority of your parents to determine how spiritual you are before God.
我只要看你在父母的权柄下你怎么样子回应，我就知道你在神面前的属灵光景如何。
And I will tell you this.
我告诉你。
Even if you live under parents.
就算你在父母的权柄下。
I'm not talking about parents who do the horrendous things I've already talked about.
我刚刚已经讲了，不是那些乱七八糟邪恶的父母啊。
But if you live under parents that may be a little overbearing.
就算你的父母亲有一点过分，稍微凶一点，压力大一点啊。
If you will bear with them,
如果你愿意忍耐,
seek to honor them,
你还是要孝敬父母,
because of Christ,
因着基督的缘故孝敬他们,
God will see from heaven,
那么神就会从天垂看,
and he will honor you,
他也会叫你得尊荣,
for honoring him,
因为你顺服了, 尊荣了天父,
and for entrusting the course of your life to him,
因为你把你生命交托给他了。
Honor your father,
是要孝敬父母,
and your mother,
你的父亲母亲,
the first commandment with a promise.
这是第一条带着应许的诫命。
Now let's turn this over.
好，我们反过来看。
And let's look at the fathers.
再看看做父母的。
In verse 4, it says, Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
好，第四节，你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气。只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Now, even though this applies to both father and mother,
虽然这个对父亲母亲两者都合适适用啊。
The fathers are specifically mentioned here.
这里特别提到爸爸父亲。
Why is that?
为什么?
Well, remember what we studied in Ephesians.
记得吗?在以弗所书。
You're the head of the home.
你是一家之主。
Remember what also we learned about that.
记得我们还学了些什么有关这个。
Being head of the home does not mean that you do everything for you and everyone waits upon your desires.
身为一家之主，不是说你做一切事情都自我中心，大家都来服侍你，围着你团团转。
Being head of the home makes you the center of the home.
身为一家之主，你成为一家的核心。
The one responsible for the home.
你在家你要负起责任，担起重担。
The foundation of the home.
你是家里的根基基础。
You are not neglectful.
你不会忽略别人。
You have not turned your children over to your wife.
你不会把你的儿女交给妈妈来管。
You have not turned your children over to an ungodly school system to raise them.
你不会把你的儿女交给这些不敬钱的学校的教育制度，公立学校来管你儿女。
The father must see himself as the center of the family.
爸爸必须看自己是这一家的核心。
The father must see himself as the greatest influence in the family.
父亲必须看自己在家里头有最大的影响力。
And for this reason, the father is most responsible to be Christ-like.
因此，做爸爸的需要效法基督，像基督。
Christ-like.
像基督。
Now let's look for just a moment in Ephesians chapter 5.
我们再看看以弗所书第五章，再回去看。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Therefore be imitators of God as beloved children.And walk in love, just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us in offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma.
所以你们要效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样，也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献与神。
As fathers and husbands,
身为爸爸或者丈夫。
Our first responsibilities are to be imitators of God.
我们的第一个责任是要效法基督，效法神。
And what is the greatest evidence that we are imitating God?
我们在效法神的最大的表现证明是什么？
That we walk in love.
我们行在爱中。
That love is the rule of our lives.
我们生命的总纲就是爱。
That we are laying down our own lives as a sacrifice.
我们愿意舍命。
Laying down our lives as a sacrifice to God.
把自己献给神。
And for the benefit of our wives and our children.
为了我们儿女或者妻子的益处。
I want you to look in 1 Corinthians 4:16. Hold your place in Ephesians.
4章16节，对不起。灵前4章16节。
Well, let's begin in verse 14.
我们从第十四节开始。
Paul says, I do not write these things to shame you, but to admonish you as my beloved children.
我写这些话不是叫你们羞愧，乃是警戒你们，好像我所亲爱的儿女一样。
We do not use shame in order to make our children grow in Christ.
我们不用羞愧叫他无地自容，好叫他长大。
Then Paul says, for if you...were to have countless tutors in Christ, yet you would not have many fathers, for in Christ Jesus I became your father through the gospel.
然后保罗说，你们学基督的，师父虽有一万，为父的却不多，因为我在基督耶稣里用福音生了你们。
A child may have many tutors.
一个小孩也许有很多的师父、老师。
But he has only one father.
但他就一位爸爸。
And that father is supposed to be the greatest influence in his life.
这个爸爸应该是他生命中最大的影响。
And if any come in to tutor the child,
如果有其他老师来教这个孩子，
they are to tutor that child under the apostle's authority.
他们必须在保罗的使徒的权柄下来教导。
And in the case of the father, under the father's authority.
在父亲的情况下，在爸爸的权柄下来教训儿女。
Now let me share something with you.
让我跟你分享一些。
That's not what is happening.
如今并非这样。
The father is no longer in North America the greatest influence in the life of his child.
在北美，爸爸不再是儿女生命中最大的影响力了。
He's probably not even second.
他甚至第二个都排不上。
Or third.
第三都轮不到。
Or fourth.
或者第四个都轮不上。
He's almost non-existent.
他基本上他不存在了。
Now remember what I said.
记得我说的吗？
A child is born.
一个孩子生出来了。
Goes to preschool.
就到幼儿班，学前班。
Just turned over to preschool.
就把它交给学前班。
You have no idea what they're teaching them.
你不知道他们教的什么玩意儿。
And then goes to kindergarten.
然后到幼儿园。
And then grade school.
然后小学。
And what happens there?
那里发生什么事?
They begin their instruction in secular humanism.
他们就教他们世俗的这些东西。
They're taught the very opposite of what you say you believe.
这跟你所信的完全背道而驰，他们所教的。
So not only are you not the major influence in your child's life,
不仅仅你不能成为你儿女生命中最重要的影响。
You have turned your child over to tutors,
你把你的儿女交给那些师父。
Who totally disagree with your entire belief system.
他跟你的信仰系统完全背道而驰。
And your child will spend 12 years in school.
你的孩子会在学校里头待12年。
Being told that everything that their father believes is wrong.
他们会告诉这些孩子，你爸爸的信仰是错的。
His ideas about God are wrong.
你爸爸信神是错的。
His ideas about morality are wrong.
他的道德是非观是错的。
His worldview is wrong.
他的世界观是错的。
Not only is it wrong, it's dangerous.
不仅仅错了，而且很危险。
And then what do you do?
你做什么呢？
You take your child to Sunday school once a week.
你把你的孩子带到主日学一个礼拜一次。
Where they color pictures of Noah's Ark.
就画挪亚方舟的图画，画颜色。
Look at a passage. Hold your place, but just look at a passage for a moment in the book of Proverbs.
箴言。
Chapter 13.
十三章。
Verse 20.
二十节。
He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm.
与智慧人同行的必得智慧，和愚昧人作伴的必受亏损。
Now I am not against doing things with children in the church.
在教会里头跟孩子做这些游戏，我不反对啊。
I am not against doing things with youth in the church.
或者跟年轻人有些特别活动，我也不反对。
But I want you to listen to me.
但请听。
We have children's church, right?
我们今天有儿童教会，对不对？
Then there's youth church.
还有青年教会，对不对？
Teenage church.
或者青少年教会。
I want you to look at some things. Why do we do that?
我要你看一些事，为什么我们要这些分隔？
Why?
为什么？
When I ask that question, here's the answer I get.
当我问这个问题，答案是
：Well, children need to be with children.
他们会说，孩童要跟孩童在一块儿啊。
Young people need to be with young people.
青年人要跟他们一起啊，自己一块儿。
Who told you that?
谁跟你那么说的
？Where did you learn that?
你从哪儿学的
？Can you show me in the scriptures where you got that?
你可以从圣经证明，青年跟青年，儿童跟儿童在一块儿吗？
I'll tell you where you got it.
我告诉你从哪儿学来的。
You got it from the world.
你从世界学来的。
Started around the 60s.
大概60年代开始。
Generation gap.
这是代沟啊，他们说。
Old people can't understand young people.
老年人不能够明白年轻人。
Young people are smarter than old people.
年轻人比老人更聪明。
And then began the cult of youth.
然后就开始崇拜青年人。
To say that young people need to be with young people is a direct contradiction of Scripture.
你如果说青年人要跟青年人一块的话，是跟圣经相反的，违背的。
Look what the Scripture says.
你看圣经怎么说的
？He who walks with wise men will be wise.
与智慧人同行的必得智慧。
Who should little boys be with?
小男孩应该跟谁在一块
？They should be with wise men.
应该与智慧人同行。
Why?
为什么？
Because foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child.
因为愚蒙迷住孩童的心。
You put a bunch of foolish children together.
你把一大堆愚昧的小孩放在一块。
What do you have?
你会得到什么
？You have a companionship of fools.
你会有一大帮子的笨蛋。
Each of them learning off of the other.
大家彼此学笨的事。
Can't you see this?
你看到吗
？I mean, it's everywhere.
到处都这样的现象。
30-year-old men playing video games.
三十岁的大男人还在玩游戏。
Acting like fools.
像个愚昧人一样。
Because they're not men.
因为他们不是大人。
Because they've never had a man in their life.
因为他们生命当中从来没有男人跟他们在一块。
That is what is happening.
这是今天所发生的事情。
Where?Are the men?
大男人大丈夫在哪里
？A companion of fools.
与愚昧人为伴。
And they go on to destruction.
他们必至于灭亡。
An illustration I used last night, but I'll use again because there's some people here who weren't here last night.
我昨天晚上用了一个例子，我现在再一次用，因为昨天有些人不在。
In the movie Master and Commander,
在那个电影里头。
Representing the war between the French pirates and the English Navy.
里头讲到，英国海军跟法国海军打仗。
When the English pull up beside the French pirates,
当英国的海军来到了法国的海盗船旁边。
The boats are brought together.
两条船靠近。
And the English are going to charge.
英国兵要攻击。
You can imagine how dangerous this is.
你看这是非常危险啊。
Jumping from one ship to another.
从一条船跳到另一条船上。
To attack the army and the other ship.
去攻击另外一条船上的士兵。
The movie is fairly accurate historically.
这个故事是非常合乎历史的。
It's interesting.
很有趣啊。
A teenage boy leads the charge.
一个十几岁的小男孩带兵打仗。
In command of the men.
带领这群大男人，十五岁的小男孩带兵。
Because he was a man.
因为他是个男人。
Gentlemen, listen to me.
绅士们，请听。
One of our great responsibilities as fathers.
我们身为父亲的一个最大的责任就是。
Is to raise up our sons to be men.
让我们的小孩成为大人。
In order to do that.
要这么做的话。
They must have a man as an example.
他们必须有男人做榜样，男子汉做榜样。
And they must be around other men.
他们必须在大男人旁边。
Who are serious about doing the things men do.
他们对男人做的事情是认真的。
Like serving the Lord.
例如服侍主。
Rescuing the weak.
帮助软弱的。
Helping the poor.
帮助贫穷的。
Taking the gospel to the world.
把福音传到世界。
Living for a purpose greater than themselves.
为着比一个自己自私更大的理想而生活。
It is no one else's responsibility to raise your son or your daughter.
不是别人的责任去抚养你的孩子。
It is yours.
是你的责任。
And God has not given you the right to turn that over to someone else.
神没有给你权利把这个责任交给别人。
Especially someone who believes completely the opposite of what you do.
尤其是交给那些跟你信仰完全背道而驰的人。
You turn your child over to Sunday school.
你把你的孩子交给主日学老师。
You turn your son over to Sunday school.
你把你儿子交到主日学去。
And most of those classes are taught by women.
大多数那些班级都是女人在教。
You take him to school.
你把他带到学校去。
And most of those classes are taught by women.
都是女人在教。
Now some of you don't like what I'm saying.
我知道有些人不喜欢我听我讲的。
But what I'm saying is true.
但我说的都是真的。
Where is the godly influence in their life?
他们生命当中的金钱的影响在哪里？
A masculine influence.
一个男人的影响。
Unless you just squash the spirit of a boy.
除非你把一个小男孩的灵给压抑下去。
He doesn't want to sit in front of a television.
他不愿意坐在电视前面。
He wants to build forts.
他要建立碉堡。
Three houses.
他在树上造一个小房子。
He wants to run through the woods.
他要在丛林里头奔跑。
He wants to fight something.
他要打仗。
But the world tells you to domesticate him.
但是这个世界叫你把他
关在房子里。
To tame him.
把他变成女人化。
To make him look no different than his sister and his sister no different from him.
叫他跟他的姐姊妹一样。
So in the end, all you have
到最后
is a society of young boys.
只有一个社会充满了小男孩
with fancy haircuts,
那个头发
funny looking jeans,
牛仔裤
funny looking pants,
yeah, 牛仔裤乱七八糟的
bracelets on their arms and around their neck,
这里有耳环，那里有那个手镯
spending most of their time in a mall,
大多数时间就是逛商店。
This is not right.
这是不对的。
See, we can talk all kinds of things about theology and doctrine.
你知道，我们可以讲很多有关神学跟教义的事情。
But the fact is, the world has just come into the church.
但问题是，世俗已经进入了教会。
And it's so influenced.
被
that many of you are hearing the things I'm saying, and it almost scares you.
你们所听到的事情几乎叫你们害怕。
Boys need a dad.
是小男孩需要爸爸。
He's going to raise them to be a man.
这些爸爸要把小男孩变成大男人。
But guess what?
那你知道吗？
Girls need a dad.
小女孩也需要爸爸。
Maybe even more than the sons.
甚至比小男孩更需要爸爸。
They need the kindness of a dad.
他们需要爸爸的温柔。
The affection of a dad.
爸爸的体贴。
The tenderness of a dad.
爸爸的柔情。
A dad treating his little girl like she's made of glass.
爸爸把小他的小女儿像玻璃球一样看待。
Except when she's had enough and is wrestling with her brothers.
除了他受够了，他跟他弟弟打架。
A dad who so respects her and her mother.
一个爸爸尊重这个小女儿，而且尊重他们的妈妈。
That she learns how a man ought to treat her.
这个小女儿就学到男人应该如何对待她。
No one touches her.
没人敢碰她一下。
No one treats her like a boy.
没人把她当男孩一样看待。
She's not one of the gang.
她不是这一大堆狐朋狗友当中的一个。
She's not running with the pack of boys.
她不是跟一大群小男孩混在一块儿。
No, she's completely set apart.
不，她是分别为圣的。
She is precious.
她是宝贝的。
And she knows it.
她知道她是女孩。
And she's not going to allow some young man who doesn't have any sense in his head get near her.
她也不准那些头脑发昏的男孩跟她靠近一步。
Because she has seen the example of her father.
因为她看到她爸爸的榜样。
And she's not going to settle for anything less than that.
她不愿意找到一个比她爸爸更差的男人。
You say, Brother Paul, if I get this involved in my family, I won't have time to sleep.
你说如果我整天就家庭，我就没时间睡觉了。
You'll have plenty of time to sleep when you're dead.
当你死了，你够时间睡的了。
This is why fathers go to bed tired.
所以爸爸睡觉总是很疲倦，精疲力竭。
Because we're pouring our lives into our wives, like I said last night.
因为就像昨天晚上说，我们把我们的生命倾倒在我们的妻子身上。
And into our children.
在我们的儿女身上。
Because of the shortness of time, I want to explain two different things that is so important to give your children.
因为时间很少，我要讲两件很重要的事情要给你儿女的。
The first is the gospel.
就是福音。
The gospel.
福音。
Listen, Christianity is not about, it's not about giving your children a whole bunch of even biblical principles.
你知道，基督教不是给你儿女一大堆的，甚至合乎圣经的一些原则而已。
That's part of it.
是，这是一部分。
But it's only a small part of it.
不过是一小部分。
Christianity is about giving your children the gospel of Jesus Christ.
基督教乃是给你儿女基督的福音。
It's being able to say that although all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
基督教乃是虽然众人都犯了罪，亏缺神的荣耀。
Although all are under the sentence of death.
虽然人都在神的审判，死亡的审判之下。
God gave His Son.
神赐下他的儿子。
His Son bore our guilt.
他的儿子担当我们的罪。
His Son suffered the wrath that was due us.
他的儿子担当了我们当受的神的愤怒的咒诅。
His Son died in our place.
他的儿子代替我们死。
Rose again from the dead.
又从死里复活。
Seated at the right hand of God.
如今坐在父神的右边。
And can give us life abundantly.
他可以赐给我们丰盛的生命。
And life eternal.
永恒的生命。
And it's not just about principles.
不仅仅是一些原则，生活的原则而已。
It's not just about rules.
不是一些什么教规教条而已。
It's about life.
而是生命。
Real life.
真正的生命。
The kind you can feed on.
你可以得到滋润滋养的生命。
The kind that flows like a current.
那个像泉水一样永流不绝的生命。
The kind that manifests itself in love.
那彰显它在爱中的生命。
You know what the goal of my home is?
你知道我家里的目标，家庭的目标是什么？
This is my purposed goal in my house.
这是我家庭的目标。
That when you walk in,
当你进到家里，
there is love,
有爱，
joy,
有喜乐，
peace,
平安，
patience,
忍耐，
kindness,
恩慈，
goodness,
良善，
faithfulness,
信实,
gentleness,
温柔,
and self-control.
还有节制。
With two boys and a little girl and a wild man for a father, self-control is a little difficult.
两个小男孩，一个女儿，还有一个疯爸爸，这个节制很困难。
If you came into my home,
如果你到我家来,
I don't want you to see just everybody sitting pretty.
我不是要看到你每个人坐在那儿毕恭毕敬的。
I want you to see the wildness of life.
我要你看到生命的活跃和奔放。
When I put the key in the door,
当我把钥匙放在我的门,
that my three little kids are on the other side of the door already opening it.
我三个孩子在另外一边已经把门打开了。
That they jump on me.
他们都跳到我身上。
And we wrestle all the way to the living room.
我们就开始打功夫了，就挣扎，一直到客厅里头。
And then when I throw all of them on the couch,
我把他们全部都摔在沙发上。
I grab their mother in the kitchen,
我把另外一个带到厨房去。
And dance across the living room. Dance.
带着他跳到客厅去。
That's very hard for a Baptist.
浸信会的人很难跳舞啊。
And all the kids jumping on top of us.
我这孩子跳到我身上。
It isn't until mom's had enough.
直到妈妈说够了。
What I'm trying to share with you is,
you know,
people hear me on the internet. You know,
有人看我在网上。
And they think he's got to be the meanest, most frightening man in the world.
哇，他是世界上最可怕的、最凶的传道人。
And I always ask this question.
我就问他们这个问题。
How come no one ever puts my sermons about love on the internet? I guess no one wants to listen to them.
我讲那么多有爱的信息，怎么没有人把它放到网上呢？
Christ came to give us life.
基督来赐给我们生命,
to restore relationships,
恢复我们的破裂的人际关系,
and even when we all mess up,
尽管我们都搞得乱七八糟,
to bring forgiveness,
祂要给我们赦免,
that sets us free from guilt,
使我们从罪疚中得释放,
and cleanses our conscience,
祂使我们的良心得到洁净,
and allows us to start again,
使我们有一个新的开始, 破镜重圆。
I know a man who has raised a lot of godly children.
我知道一个人啊，他抚养了很多的敬虔的儿女。
And he studied a lot of homes that have produced godly children.
他也研究了很多这些产生敬虔儿女的家庭。
And he says they're all sort of different.
他说每个家庭都不一样。
But the one thing that he says they all seem to have in common.
他说所有产生敬虔儿女的家庭有个共通点。
Is joy in the Holy Spirit.
就是在圣灵中的喜乐。
This world is so full of darkness and grief.
这个世界充满了黑暗跟悲哀。
There ought to be one place where those children can see the light of joy.
有一个地方这些孩子需要看到喜乐的光。
And it ought to be in the face of their father.
应该在他们爸爸脸上，妈妈脸上看到。
Now listen to me, men.
听我讲啊, 请听。
I heard some things last night about many of the men, the Chinese men who live in Toronto.
我昨天听了一些有关住在多伦多的中国男人的故事。
And if it's true,
如果是真的啊,
I'm very proud of you.
我就引以为傲。
That many of you left your own country.
很多你们都离乡背井。
Where you were professionals.
你从前是一个知识分子。
Very intelligent men.
你很聪明，很智慧。
And women.
还有姊妹。
But to find a better life for your children, you are able to leave it all.
那为了你儿女的前途，你愿意离乡背井。
And some of you work here.
有些人在这工作。
For people who aren't half as smart as you are.
为那些不到你聪明一半的人工作。
And sometimes it's a very difficult struggle.
有时候很不容易啊。
Other people prosper.
其他人就越来越兴旺。
You work hard.
你辛辛苦苦。
I applaud you.
我会拍掌。 我很佩服你们。
But I want you to know there's something more wonderful than you that you can give your children. More wonderful than even having a better chance at prosperity.
但我要你知道， 你可以给你儿女的比一个美好的前途更美好的东西。
You can give your children a Christ-like father.
你可以给他们一个像基督的爸爸。
I remember my father and his generation.
我记得我爸爸跟他那一代的人，老一代。
He grew up very poor.
他成长的时候很穷。
And he became successful.
后来他成功发达了。
By working very hard.
因为他努力。
And I remember hearing him say.
我记得他说。
I just want to give my children the things I never had.
我愿意给我儿女啊，我从前没有的东西。
But I didn't want him to give me the things he never had.
但是我不要他给我他从前没有的东西。
I wanted a dad.
我要一个爸爸。
God never called my dad to give me the things he never had.
神没有呼召我爸爸给我他从前没有的东西。
He called my dad to give his son a father.
他叫我爸爸给我一个爸爸。
I know men who have been offered jobs two times the salary that what they're receiving.
我知道有些人得到他们现在比现在工作多两倍的薪水的工作。
And they turned it down.
但他们不要那个工作。
Because they said I would not be able to love my wife and my children as I ought.
他说如果我接受那工作，我就没有时间爱我的妻子，爱我的家庭，尽我的本分了。
I would be out of my house 14 hours a day.
我会一天14个钟头，成天干活工作赚钱。
I might give my children fancy new basketball shoes.
也许我可以给我孩子买新的漂亮的球鞋。
But God's called me to give my son a and daughter a dad.
但是神呼召我是给我儿女一个爸爸。
And wives, you need to understand that this is true.
做妻子你也需要明白这是真的。
We have a saying, you can't have your cake and also eat it at the same time.
我们有一句话，熊掌和鱼翅不可兼得。
You want your husband to be a good husband?
你要你的老公做一个好丈夫吗？
You want him to be a good father?
你要他做个好爸爸吗？
He may not be able to prosper like the other man.
他可能不像别的男人赚那么多钱。
Because he cares more about you and his children than he does the Canadian or the American dollar.
因为他爱你，爱你的儿女，顾惜你们，多过他爱钱，或者美国，或者加拿大梦。
And more importantly, he cares about the kingdom of heaven.
更重要的，他寻求神的国度。
A few years ago, I was teaching on the family in Dallas.
几年前我在德州在教导有关家庭的问题。
On the second day of teaching,
我教导第二天。
I realized everything I was teaching was useless.
我忽然发现我教导的一切都一点用处都没有。
And I just stopped.
我就停了。
And I said, you know, we just need to cancel this conference.
我说我们要取消这个聚会。
Because none of you men have the time to do what the Bible commands you to do.
因为这些男人都没有时间做圣经吩咐你要做的事。
You're working 14 hours a day.
你一天工作14个钟头。
Your wives have jobs.
你太太也工作。
And it's not to put food on the table.
而不是为了把食物放在桌上吃，不是为了吃喝温饱的问题。
It's so that you can live in a certain neighborhood.
乃是叫你住在一个富人区。
And drive certain kinds of expensive cars.
开那些大轿车。
You'll never be able to serve God.
你永远没机会服侍主。
Because you're serving mammon.
你在服侍马门金钱。
We all have to make choices.
我们都需要做决定。
God has called us to be fathers.
神呼召我们做爸爸。
And to raise up our children in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
用神的教训和警戒养育儿女。
Now we're going to take a break for a few minutes.
我们要休息几分钟。
And then I'll come back and talk to you about raising up your child in the discipline and admonition of the Lord.
我会回来继续讲到要照着主的教训和警戒养育儿女的问题。
Let's pray.
我们做个祷告。
Father, I pray that you would use this time to help your people.
父，我们祈求你用这段时间帮助你的百姓。
And help us in the next session, Lord.
下一堂课也与我们同在。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.